small and big business, there's not only the difference in the size of the enterprise, but also a difference in their structure, their possibilities to obtain funds, and their line of conduct on the market. I feel, however, that matters are rather too much simplified, that the actual problems are not uncovered when a convention models of differently world formula. A free market economy requires balanced quota of small and big business. The question is not only the numerical proportion of enterprises, be it small and their big business. The question is rather the proportional share on the various manufacturers and distributors markets. All reflections would not be complete if they are covered only the relation between small and big business. I shall therefore have to extend the subject of my lecture on small and big business and to include the medium-sized enterprise, the importance of which can hardly be emphasized. From an economic point of view, the subject of small and big business can only be tackled on the proper way if due recognition is given to the importance of the so-called medium-sized enterprise for the preservation of a free market economy and a free social order. The actual contest on the manufactured markets is not only carried out between small and big business, but at a still greater rate between medium-sized and big business. The preservation of free competition and thus free market economy depends upon the fact that the big business does not control the manufactured markets. This medium-sized enterprise, which represents the actual opponent of the big business, it is therefore of great importance for the market structure. However, the medium-sized firm is the most seriously endangered in its existence by the concentration process, since it is in most cases structurally a big small business with the same weaknesses offered to small enterprises. This goes particularly for the greater difficulties in the provision of funds and the consequently higher credit charges. If the medium-sized enterprise shall continue to exist in the modern economy, it must be able to keep up with the big business as far as the latest technical development is concerned. That means that production must be rationalized and that capital investments have to be made, but both require ever greater funds. The medium-sized firm, and this holds good in particular to a private enterprise, will nearly always have to provide funds from its own resources, whereas a big business, which is mostly a public joint stock undertaking, can easily raise funds on the public capital market. It is my opinion that we are confronted with a phenomenon of international importance. The big undertakings are gradually developing into autonomous setups. On the other hand, now seen from a domestic point of view, the big enterprise can always rely upon public help and assistance in the case of faults of the management which might endanger its existence because of its size and the number of employees. That means that the big enterprise enjoys a kind of potential state guarantee, whereas a medium-sized undertaking, naturally small business, has to take the full risk by itself. It is necessary to know that the surplus sons of the big business as source of concentration. That implies that concentration is not, as we frequently say, the inevitable consequence of technical development. Control of a market may be the consequence of a horizontal concentration. Horizontal concentration may, however, also easily result in a vertical concentration, which gives big firms or combines the possibility of well-designed operation on various markets in order to bring their own interests into prominence. The combination of horizontal and vertical concentration represents nearly all means that play to the market order. The vertical concentration is mostly aimed in order to reduce numerous risks. Excessive vertical concentration results in partly autonomous setups on the market. That means that small separate economies are building up, which are striving for self-sufficiency. The combine is in a position to engage its financial power in a concentrated manner on a specific market. For instance, complete plants or water departments are being modernized to a particular grid system, which is not possible for an undertaking of medium size. The same market going to short and funds. Small business and the medium-sized industries acting to a considerable extent as subcontractors must endeavor to limit their supply to the big business in order to obtain and to maintain a free market share of the largest possible market. Unfortunately, the offers of the big business, which appear to be favorable in the beginning, are a temptation to the independent enterprise in their desire to secure outlets. They should therefore not dispense with their own sales promotion in times of upward economic trend and take advantage of any possibility to find sales outlets in order to increase the share of their production sold on the free market. To sum up, I would say, and what you'll frankly read in my paper, that the free market economy is no doubt endangered by uncontrolled excessive concentration and the misuse of economical and even political power. Small business is also threatened by danger if the entrepreneur does not take advantage of the chances offered to him. The medium-sized enterprises of all branches should have an assured future provided that they are granted the same conditions by the lawgiver as conceded to the big business, that they know how to adjust themselves to the market requirements, and that they will not place themselves under unconditional control of a big firm. The ever quicker developing economy in the whole of the world, including the underdeveloped countries, gives many possibilities for economic activity. If all groups will try to absorb moderation, and if the desire to assert themselves of individual magnates will not lead to abuse, there's room enough for all for economic activity to the best of the individual and us to the best of our economy. This, in my opinion, is a genuine free social market economy. Thank you.